Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Erechin, Perik He, Mishnah Dalet. Weimar Pesama says, Erechin shall plenty alai, the Erech of so-and-so upon me. And then, Mes HaNoider VeHaNider, both the person that made this promise and the person that he pointed to and said, his Erechin upon me, both passed away. The din is Yitnu HaYarshin, those that inherit the person who made the promise still has to pay. But Tanur reminds us, as we explained earlier, it has to be that they were oimid bedin, that Bezin gave out the psak beforehand. But here's the real chiddush, says the Batanur. Domov shall ploini olai. This person says that he promises to give the value of so-and-so to Hegdish. Mesanoider, he passes away. Yitnu Yarshin, so the Yarshin have to give it. Remember, we mentioned last time that the problem is if the person that he said, oh, his value to Hegdish passes away, so Bezin has to be able to assess his value. And if he passed away, you can't assess his value. But in this case, that person is still alive. It's the one who made the promise that died. So the din is Yitnu HaYarshin. The Yarshin are going to have to give it. Mes HaNeder, if the one who they made the nether on, his value, if he passed away, Yitnu HaYarshin, She'ein Damim L'meisim, because Bezin cannot assess his value, being that he's no longer alive. Can't assess his value, the halacha is that a meis is aser behana, like we explained earlier. Now, there's an important insight over here that we have to explain. Let's chazer over our Mishnah. Someone says, Erechin shall plenty alai, and he passes away. And the person that he said, Erechin upon him, that person passed away. The Yarshin still have to give the money. If a person says the value of so-and-so, whatever his market value is, that's how much I'm going to give to Hegdish. And the one who made the promise passes away, but that person is still alive, the Yarshin have to give it. If that person passed away, then the Yarshin don't have to give it. Now, I want to go back to this middle case. If someone says, the value of so-and-so upon me, and then he passes away, so we go to his Yarshin and say, listen, whoever you're Yarshining from, whether it's your father or someone else, he made a promise before he passed away. Now, L'chayr, they're going to come back with a taina. They're going to say, let's say it's our father. Was he mechuyev to pay it or not? Let's say they say our father passed away before Bezin had a chance to assess his value. Now, isn't there a halacha that if our father wasn't mechuyev, then we don't have to pay it? If the person was assessed, if his value was assessed when our father was still alive, okay, then we'll pay. But let's say that didn't happen. And our Mishnah is not saying that it had to happen, that he already assessed him. Our Mishnah is saying, this man makes a promise, the value of so-and-so to Hegdish, then he passes away. His Yarshim have to give it, even if Bezin didn't assess how much that person is worth. Why? Zok de Batanur. Here's the Chiddush. Once he said, the value of so-and-so is upon me, he already is mechuyev to pay. We said that if that so-and-so passes away before Bezin assesses him, he doesn't have to pay. That's because there's nothing to pay. He said the value of so-and-so. And if that person passed away, and now we're assessing him, there's no value. But it's not because there's no chiyuv. The chiyuv started as soon as their father said, the value of so-and-so is upon me. And that so-and-so is still alive. So even though Bezin didn't assess him when the father was still alive, they can still do it now to determine how much the father owed when he was alive. And as a result, the Yarshim have to pay. And that's, of course, a schus with a father who chapped around this mitzvah, donating to Hegdish before he passed away.